At the end of the two-day Change and Challenge conference on policing, I asked Chief Constable Matt Baggett and Northern Ireland Policing Board member Debbie Waters for their impressions and how they saw the ideas and themes that have been discussed feeding into policing policy and practice in the future.
Well, I think overall one of the big learning points was who was in the audience. It's probably the first time we have this range of people in the audience discussing policing and discussing policing in a really positive way. So I think the conversations have been an integral and an important part of the process. In terms of the learning, I think some of the key learnings that we need to address and move forward in a strategic way are around the human rights agenda. We have that in place at a structural level, but is it really impacting on how we do policing at a grassroots level? Secondly, how the police engage with young people. That's been a key theme of the conference in terms of young people from disadvantaged communities mostly experience policing in negative ways. How can we change that, and how can we have young people at the centre of that? And the third big thing for me was the issue of the past. The legacy of the past has been left predominantly with some agencies, one of them being the police. And I think the key message was our assembly needs to take it on, and it needs to have a strategic approach that includes all organisations.
For PSNI Chief Constable Matt Baggett, the major challenge lies in creating effective partnerships to address the changing demands on policing.
I mean, I think this has been an amazing, uplifting, optimistic conference. And in many respects, it's been a reassurance that the approach we've taken towards confidence building, policing with the community, managing money more effectively, is actually earning the consent and buy-in of not just the policing board, but politicians, practitioners. And there was a great endorsement of our current approach to policing over the last 2 days. I think the big agenda, actually, is not about policing. It's about where does policing fit into partnership. And actually, when you come to tackle things like alcohol misuse, where are the partnership arrangements that bring together the health input, the hospitals, the education? And I think the message from the conference has been policing has played a huge part in revolutionising itself over the last 10 years. But the next revolution is about the development of partnerships that are truly effective and not necessarily politically led.
And how can a university help in that process?
Because universities create the opportunities and space for debate and challenge that isn't threatening. That's the first thing, I think. And secondly, universities hold the evidence of what works. And, you know, often I think public policy gets made by political choice. What it should be informed by is criminology or social policy or things that have been seen to be worked, have been academically tested. And perhaps we need to look more towards the evidence of what works in the future rather than on the politics. And universities are the place to do that.